Blog Talk Radio.
The cards are a lion. Shall break every chain. Conquering lions shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Preach my first sermon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Send me a text on that.
Yeah. I'm a text everybody, but I'm gonna preach my first sermon. Boy, you gonna be rolling.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah. But Brother Drew, it's that time. You know that. Everybody takes sides, you know. Everybody had to. It comes a time. All your religious books tell you that it comes a time when all God's people gather in a land that wasn't their land, Brother Duke. And that when these people gather. All their land, Brother Drew. All of these Bibles and books of the ancient scrolls of the history of religion, which started at 400 B.C., starting with Hinduism, it tells you about when the gods cross, leave over across the water and come over to another land, what was going to happen to their ass. You hear me, Brother Drew? We got some metaphysical sound.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. And so this story is in every book. And this story in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and Tanakh, which most black people is often to that religion and worship those gods, they tell you about the Ancient of Days. And all the books, all your religious books, tell you about the Ancient of Days. And it clearly tell you that the Ancient of, when the Ancient of Days come, the Ancient of Days will send you a prosecutor. When this happened, Brother Drew, you will see this at a time period when the gods gather in one spot. They send you a prosecutor. And that's me and you, Brother Drew. We are these prosecutors because the Ancient of Days, you know, prosecutor is a person that brings charges against you of a crime that you have committed and broke the laws of Amun Yah, our mother, and the commandments of Amun Yah, our father, who ain't gods. You broke the laws over there in them three hemispheres. The children of Japheth broke the law and conquered his brothers, Ham and Shem, and made them break the law, and then they brought their ass across the water over here in the 9th century. This century, 1,200 years later, you meeting the Ancient of Days, because it's clear in the Bible that the Bible say, if my people call on me by my name. Let's stop right there, Brother Drew. If my people call on me by my name, that they God with you. That means that if Allah's people call on him by their name, you've been calling on Allah. You've been calling on Hashem. You've been calling on Jesus. And we know that these people been calling on that name, but they ain't never fucked around and goddamn understand there's some people over here that calls in the name of Amun Yah and Amun Yah. And you have to understand that people that worship these gods is calling on the male to help their ass. And they in a land where Amun Yah, she the one that rules this land over here. See, because if the people call on me by my name, Amun Yah, she would hear you. Only in her language could you understand her. Her children know this about her. They know this about our mama, Brother Drew. We know this. And she wasn't a god. She was our mother and the creator of all human beings on earth at one time until the gods made them start worshiping our idolatry through Shem's people over across the water. See, it's clearly, see, we going to prosecute you for a crime that you done committed against mama. And all God's people done call on their gods. Brother Drew, they still calling on their gods. And me and you know for a fact that Amon Yah done killed all of them goddamn gods in the east. And the last one she killed was 2017 years ago, and his name was Jesus. That's the last one that mama killed. That's the last one that Amon Yah killed was Jesus. See, you don't understand, not unless you her child, that she's called the mother of death. She brought you here. She told me to tell you she'll kill your ass if you break her goddamn commandments and her laws. And you live under grace from the laws. Everybody that got a God live under grace from the laws. And she told us to prosecute your ass for this. All of your gods that she say some children of Abraham by Keturah that was brought over here in the 15th century on the good ship Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist, them children that came over here, they got some children scattered around that got one-third blood in them because, see, they had mixed with the Yaman over here in the Western Hemisphere. They had mixed with the white man, and they came from, they was the children of Abraham. They call themselves Hebrew Israelites now. These people that call themselves Hebrew Israelites, these are Abraham's children that came over here from the east to the west. They were brought over here. Didn't know anything about Amon Yah. They know how Amon Yah had got twisted in the teaching of a 6th century mesmerite Jew. Because you see, we prosecutors, see, everything that happened in every religion, starting from the very first beginning of them three damn hemispheres over across the water, you talking to the Ancient of Days, the Yah Man, the prosecutors. You ain't talking to that bullshit that came over here. You talking to Amon Yah's people, and my name happened to be Dawaya Zakaya. Let me translate that into English, because my statement to Dawaya, so you understand, Dawaya means the beloved of Yah. Zakaya means one who did not forget Yah. That's my statement to Yah. Just like Brother Drew said, he's Brother Drew Rosh Yasharal. I mean, he's there. He's solid. Yasharal means something. Yasharal means the chosen people. That's who you don't understand. See, everybody got their people. If my people call on me by my name, but Drew, they don't know who we call on. See, we have to explain a certain time. Yah will send you certain people to walk you on earth before she kill your goddamn ass.
Right.
And she getting ready to kill your ass pretty goddamn quickly, because she told me to come back in tell you the signs of when the days get like Sodom and Gomorrah, and you became Sodom and Gomorrah, and you the seven empire. And she weeding right now her people out. And she sending you a message. She ain't going to kill your ass without letting you know. Because you're dealing with the mother of death. She say she brought your ass in. She take your ass out. Told us to come to you in a language that your ass understand. Because, see, the prosecutor is the same as Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter Ezekiel in your body. Bible, he's the watchman. And go read what they said. The watchman, that's me. The one that's a hunter, he don't give a damn if you fool about what he said or not. He putting blood on your damn head. I mean, y'all say put some blood on your ass. They don't understand, Brother Drew. You see, I start back singing on their ass. See, I ain't singing in a long time, Brother Drew. I ain't sung in a long time. Y'all ain't let me sing in a long time. I get that spirit to start singing. And I know that when, you see, I pose a deliver a message. Every time I deliver a message was for long, she ain't going to be farting with you. See, time don't wait on your ass. Mama Jah ain't waiting on your ass. You can't pray to her. You can't do nothing but straighten your ass up. And that started with your dietary law. Because as long as you is eating that forbidden food from the rooter to the shooter, y'all ain't gonna get in contact with your ass. They can talk. You can't even come to her.
Right.
You can come to Jesus. Shit, you can't even come to Allah. Hashem eating pork, but you can come to Jesus. And I wonder why you can come to Jesus, Brother Jew. It's very easy for us to see. And so when we go on a mission of prosecuting an ass, let's start. Let's do a little brief of history that I've noticed, Brother Drew, that no preachers don't know that. See, I'm doing questions to ask. I'm telling you a story that no preacher, I ain't never found one, could recite that. Because, see, when you tell me that you know the history of Christianity, I'm going to tell you to recite it to me from the 4th century to the 15th century. And I don't think you want to F with me on that recitation, or you trying to do that. And I invite anybody to come, because see, ain't nobody. I'm the only one that can do this. Y'all didn't make no whole lot of people. She only made one of me. Ain't no more me. See, when she put this tongue coming out of my mouth, I'd be like a double-edged sword cutting all over your ass from your head to your toe. And I'll say something funny, you open your mouth and lick your tongue out. God damn it, I'll cut you under your tongue. That's just how fast I'll be, like a giant razor blade on your ass. Put that in the scripture. You don't know where to find that in the scripture. I'll show it to you. It's in the book of Jeremiah. I ain't got that note, but I'll be just like that giant. And then she got in the scripture there where your ass be running and trying to hide from what I'm saying. So you run up under a mountain, and she say this hunter will reach up under that mountain and drag your goddamn monkey-looking ass out from up under that mountain. And then she'll open the earth, make the earth open up, and she'll swallow your ass. And then you think y'all be bullshit with your ass? See, she control the weather. All the people that, all the ancient people over in the east, before they got completely reformed and put in other versions, and Hinduism, when Hinduism came in, that's when Yahwehism was for the elite. And when we trace the history, we can see that when Hinduism, see, there are 330 million gods on earth. As we speak, we got the history of 330 million gods. I got the history on all of them. 300 million of them gods is found in one cult, I say. I don't call them religion. They all cults. And that's Hinduism. Hinduism, the people that believe in Hinduism, and they're the biggest religion on earth because they got the most people. Well, them people believe in 300 million different gods. And they celebrate them gods, Brother Drew. And so we can see by just tracing history, we just walk right straight down the line. See, I walk right straight down the line on you, and I ain't found nobody that could do that, and there ain't no more means. So I know ain't nobody can speak it like I speak it. It ain't being cocky, that's a goddamn fact. Ain't but one of me, and y'all only created one of me. If she did, show them to me. Show me somebody got mouth, fingerprint, toe print, voice print, eye print. She just didn't make but one of us, Brother Drew. What you do and what you know, hell, I can't do it. Ain't nobody can do it but Brother Drew. She got you doing what she wants you to do. And you obey because you know she'll whoop that ass.
Right.
You get sick, goddamn. You know when you fucking up with y'all, she'll let you know. She'll let you know right away. Problems are coming in your ass. Shit. So let's roll down, Brother Drew, and we go down to from the 4th century to the 15th century. This is the history in Christendom. This is when it was called Christendom, spelled with a K. And it didn't become Christian until the 13th, 15th, 6th century. It became Christendom, spelled with a C. And that was during the 15th century Reformation of the Church. During this period of time was 1,100 years. This period of time is called in this history of the Germanic race of people, it's called a medieval time period of when they was heathen, pagan, heathen, cannibal, barbarian worshippers that had came out of the northern hemisphere, the Caucasus Mountains. They was just people, the children of Japheth. And you go in the 10th chapter of Genesis, and they give you their bloodline, their line of who these children are, and you walk it right on up. We can. I don't know about nobody else into who these folks is right now. And this history, this medieval history, of this time period in the history is the history of the modern day Christian church in America that came out of the 15th century Reformation of the churches of England when they split under Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching of the Western churches. And through this Reformation, they became the Angelica Gospel Christian Episcopal churches. Belief of the Western churches, and this created a breakaway with the Eastern churches. The Western churches was under two creeds, the Apostolic Creed and the Nicene Creed. The Apostle Creed, which is said every Sunday morning in the Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, and Episcopalian Church, they say it every Sunday morning, Brother Drew. And I find it simply goddamn amazing. They say this every Sunday in these churches, African American Episcopal, AME Colored Methodist Episcopal Church, all your black Methodists and all your black Presbyterian, Episcopalian, and ones that's in Catholicism, they say the Apostle Creed every Sunday morning and don't understand what they done read from childhood. I know I was raised in a Methodist church. At 4 years old, I got up in church and said the Apostle Creed before everybody. Mama got pictures of that shit because that was, I said it at a very young age, but I was taught it at a young age by my both grandmothers to be able to say it, because both my grandmothers, they had this passion that they had failed with their children, but they arranged my mama and dad's marriage, and I'm the firstborn, and they wasn't going to fail with me. That's why I know what I know about the Bible, because I got that message from the ass, from the brain. They raised me from 7 days old till I graduated from high school. I spent 7 days in one house, 7 days at the other house, a rotation. Born up under a system, and they put a systematic teaching on me. That's why I know what I know today. It's because I was trained up in a way that I didn't understand. The Nicene Creed is all your Baptist churches and your other churches, that's non-denominational, sanctified church. And both of these creeds, Brother Drew, is up under Paulinian teaching of 420 different denominations, which produces its own doctrine. I find that simply amazing. See, this is Christianity in church, the worshiping of Jesus. We teaching this history. They got 420 different denominations that produces their own way of teaching of Jesus. As we speak right now, Brother Drew, as we speak right now. Now, The reason we have to solve the solution, we got to tell the niggas the truth. Don't give a goddamn if you bring your ass out or not. You just heard the truth, and the truth, we putting the truth. Yah said for us to put the truth up and into the sky, and she'll feel the energy. She know that we telling you, but we got to energizing, so we telling the truth. We only telling you what we supposed to tell you at this period in time. When, go back to 1863 now, Brother Drew, let's move up to 1863 in history and see what happened in 1863. So you understand the lost children of Abraham that's over here today, the Hebrew Israelites. You have to, that ain't us. That's there. I'm telling their story of when their ass came over here. All y'all's asses came over here to high y'all's land. In 1863, Brother Drew, the York Rite Masons of England that was over here in the New World fought a war with the Scottish Rite Masons of England that was over here in the New World for dominance, of which one was the York Rite, the Duncan Masons of the South, or the Scottish Rite of the North, which one was right? Which right? They fought a war. This war was called a civil war. And when the war ended in 1863, they started reconstruction of the nigger that they had. God is right, Masons won the war. So they say they're going to free the niggers, because the niggers is what made the Duncan Masons powerful. If they could get their hands back on this nigger here, the Duncan Masons could, because the cry was that the South will rise again, you know, but we done, that was back then in 2017. We know the South rose again through the Democratic Party. It's just, that's been they in control right now. See, Brother Drew, and we know that that's how the South rose again. But these Duncan Masons, these York Rite Masons here, they lost the war. So Scottish Rite Masons say, we're going to take the slaves away from you. You ain't going to never get them. We're going to put up on the federal protection of America. This was in 1863, and we're going to call them emancipated slaves. And then we're going to vote in Congress, reconstruct our niggas, and see what we had to teach them and what we got to do with the niggas. All these niggas that we done conquer, they without a master. So we got to see, we got to go through what is known as reconstruction of the nigger, the reconstruction of that time period, which ended in 1870, but we get back to 1870 in a minute, because we still at 1863. The emancipated slave, this is what you would be. Now, I find this very interesting, Brother Drew, because the Zionist Jew who wrote the Bible, he put in now that these people would be a peculiar race of people.
Right.
That these people would be, and he put in there that you would be able to recognize this peculiar race of people that Magog had and Gog had conquered and took all of their knowledge away, Abraham's children away, that it would be unique. They would be the only people in the world that would have this condition. I find that very unique because, see, when we go back to 1863, there was an emancipated slave in Russia. Yeah, we trace the history of emancipated slaves in Russia. They whooped the Tsar's ass and they got their freedom. Did you hear what I say? These emancipated slaves, go back in the history of Russia in 1863, they whooped the Tsar's ass and got their freedom in Russia. And at that same time period over here, Gog, that Tubal over there in that land, he was freeing his. They went through their history that's in the Bible over there. And Gog was producing, enslaving his. And that's what makes it peculiar when we go into history right now. We're classified, they mixed us in now, the Negro, who they classified as Negro, was the indigenous people, the Creek Nation of people, and the Olmec, and which they call Mexicans now, they had us in this reconstruction when they started reconstruction, us, they reconstruction all the indigenous people over here, the people that was already over here, and all the ones that was mixed and had mixed their seeds over here. They had different names for your ass during that period of time. But right now, as we speak in 2017, it is no doubt in your mind who this book was talking about, because the only nation of people in the world as we speak that has emancipated slaves is America, the only goddamn country. Ain't now a country, go check it out if you think I'm lying, got an emancipated slave. So this is proof just right here when I walked up on this shit right here. Y'all giving me the message. You know how she used to do me, Brother Drew, when we was working together for them 12-some years. We worked almost every day together, you know. So you know how she was dealing with me, giving me that knowledge, and I was writing it down. This right here, what the designers had wrote, so we would be, see, I give designers, we wouldn't know this shit if it hadn't been for designers, writing history down of everything that his cousin done over there in the East to them. You know, and I thank them because they say that one, they'll tell you in the scripture that one day ain't nothing going to be hid. One day you know the mysteries of God. Well, hell, we know the mysteries of God and who brought the mysteries in, because before there was a Masonic lodge, there was the mysteries. And those mysteries started in medieval time in the 4th century dealing with the church. So, I mean, hell, we don't tell us what we don't know, Brother Drew, and you'll get goddamn your ass waxed up on wax. And see, because we know the story. We know the story, see. And so we became emancipated slaves. This is what Christian preachers, I'm telling you what they haven't realized this shit here yet. Now, when we, and I say we because they got all of us that look like me and you up under this goddamn boat. You had to know what had happened to you and walk your history down. All your books tell you, goddammit, you couldn't go in the ways of this long business, who the devil was and who he wasn't and what the teaching was. And what it told you in all the books that you got, all your preachers was false preachers. And we can see right now that these preachers right now, well, then, in 1863, see, we became casualties of war. And we know for a fact in 2017 that they done used psychological warfare on us first. Then they came through in the 40s, used germ warfare. And then they used biological and chemical warfare in the air starting in 1955. They started using chemical warfare and biological warfare in the air and the food, and then spraying DDT for over the food and stuff. And we understand that that's done already been used on us, and that if we are casualties of war, and this shit done been there, it comes a time when I ass have to sit down and reason and understand that you can't whoop the goddamn ass, but you can outthink them and you can get your babies out of the situation and help yourself if you ain't too far gone on your dietary laws. You know how to separate yourself. And I find it when they 1870, let's move up to 1870. From 63 to 1870, they came through with the 13th and 14th Amendment. So from 7 years, and the number 7 is perfect, they said they was perfect. And I love the way these old Masons be doing the numbers, Brother Drew. the Scottish Rite basis said that they was perfect. I hadn't noticed that until I'm talking to you off the top of my head. I'm talking off the top of I'm shooting straight from the shoulder. I ain't got damn shit. I ain't in no book. I'm shooting straight from the shoulder. And that's 7 years, Brother Drew. So the number seven perfect. They said they was perfect with the 13th and 14th Amendment that they had for Reconstruction of the niggas. And they said that, let's go back and see what the 13th and 14th Amendment says, that they would be separated, Brother Drew. I like this one. But equal, you hear me? We would be separated from the Duncan Masons, but equal. And by this way, they could do this and have you take your slave master's name. They said, in order for you to be this emancipated slave, you had to, they were going to give you Jesus. This is the first time they were going to let you, they were going to give you Jesus, and you were going to become a black Gentile, and that they was separate you, make you equal. This is what the North is telling you. And that you had to take your slave master's name, and you would be able to worship Jesus, get the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, foam in the mouth, eyes rolling in the back of your head, and you start speaking in unknown tongues that you don't know a damn thing about. And that, when you start doing that, that would give you the Holy Spirit, and that would make me a zip goddamn fool that's called myself a black Gentile after my white daddy, because he's supposed to pray for those who spitefully misuse us, and servants obey their master. So I can become this zip goddamn fool in 2017. And that's all the preachers as we speak, because a now preacher went back and checked out a goddamn thing that they was given in this thing called religion that went through 1,100 years of a period in time in history that your ass had in the 10th grade. You should have had it, because that's when I had it, a medieval of the Christian church, and what has been done already, and you say it ain't. The Nicene Creed and the Apostolic Creed that you are up under, and I can't understand, because I done asked the Methodist preacher this, and I done asked the Baptist preacher this. I say, do you know that your teaching, your doctrine that you got, your creed, said you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sin, and the life everlasting, and the resurrection of Jesus? That's at the end of the Apostolic Creed and the Nicene Creed. And a nigga will sit up, Brother Drew, and he'll read it and say that they don't believe in Catholicism. That's just how simple-minded and dwarf that you find Christian that's out there now today. That's how ignorant they are. Here the Methodist, see, I can understand the Baptist church, because the Baptist church don't have the Nicene Creed. They don't say it every Sunday morning. But these people that say the Apostle Creed every Sunday morning, they say they ain't up under Catholicism. The only thing that's different from, excuse me, you had to go into the 15th century, Brother Drew, which was the end of the medieval period. Let's look at the 15th century. The 15th century was the Reformation of the church. They reformed the church. When they became angelic gospel Christian Episcopal churches, the angelicals put other churches, if you were an angelic gospel Christian Episcopal, if you had the name of other churches, then they had you characterized as the high church, low church, and broad church. And your broad church people that they characterized as the broad church was your Methodists and Baptists and anybody that wasn't with them, because the Protestant is the Lutheran church. And then during that time, they had John Hoss, and then they had John Calvin, Calvinism. Calvinism was very popular over here. So a lot of the teaching in the Methodist church is John Calvinism and Hossism. So when you go back and study that, see, you had to understand that the Methodist church was here before the Baptist church. I mean, the Baptist church was here before the Methodist church, and the Methodist church is a breakaway because they used to be, both of them churches used to be together when you study that history of the of them churches. And see, when they broke away from each other, they broke away, they had their fight in the 15th century. The fight was over love, Brother Drew. The Apostle Creed doctrine said that it was all right for women to become bishops and preach. It was all right for the church to marry homosexuals. Man and man, Eros and Phalo, they say that Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stoge, all four of those loves was legal. The Nicene Creed say only Eros and Agape, love God, man, and woman. And see, you had to know that love is you got four different types of love. The Apostle Creed churches say it was all right for all four types of love. So they split in the 15th century. The Nicene Creed split away, because they were Baptists, split away from each other, and they became the Nicene Creed believers, became Baptists, and they didn't associate themselves with that teaching of the Apostle Creed. Because the Apostle Creed said it was all right for you to do anything, be what you want to be, brother, and you still was a Christian. And nobody, you couldn't judge them. So we can see this was a form of liberalism taken in the church, and through the Democratic Party, it became law that these people is you can't fog with them now, because they it told you in history how they would become a major force. They're a nation of people now, and they ain't just in America, they worldwide. And they powerful, very powerful people. They is the most powerful people in the world is the LBJ community right now as we speak. But all your books and Bible and everything, if you read them, they tell you that that was going to happen up under Christian teaching in this empire, in this. And what's so great, in the Seventh Empire, America became the Seventh Great Empire, and they conquered all other empires and was the leader in beliefs all the way from 1950 all the way to 2017. It's because every nation of people come over here, they cheering after three generations over here. They don't even speak their language no more. Everybody wants to speak this language being American. it tells you, all your stories tell you that everybody, every nation of people will worship this beast. They got it off in the signs and symbols. But in every nation of people, well, we know in 2017, every belief, you know, is stricken. And I look at the Chinese and the Vietnamese on their TV station, and boy, they are so prim and proper. I don't know a damn thing that they're saying, but brother, they are more white than white folks. If you got one of them boxes, I got one of them boxes, brother, I get the backside cables like 33. They on all the 50, 51, 52, 55. That's Vietnamese TV. I don't see no black. Ain't but one black on that backside. That's a black station here in Dallas, and that's pitiful. Got the Chinese and the Mexicans, Koreans, they got 5 or 6, 7, 8 TV stations, Brother Drew. The Mexicans got 50 or 100 and something. TV station, and people look like me and you still arguing about what white folks did to him and what he gonna give them. I can't, you know, but the book tell you about this nation of people that look like me and you over here, and see, it was due to the fact that you don't know what happened to you when you've been genocized. Well, then this is what happened to you. You're a casualty of war, and your children and everybody become casualties of war. So in order for you to get out of here, we're dealing with warfare now. So with warfare, you got to have counterintelligence. You have to have the mind of a warrior. You have to go into the book of the art of war. You have to know how to fight a war. And you first have to start that fight in your mind. The wall starts in your mind. Can you understand and comprehend that you've been hoodwinked, cable-toed in this house through a religion called Christianity? And these are questions to ask one of them coon-ass preachers. You know, this stuff that you say that we sitting here worshiping. Even in their book, Psalm 68 and 4, tell you that the God of heaven is Jah, that's what the Rastafarians say. And then that was translated out of IAH, and that was translated out of YAH. And why we know that? Because at Psalms 119 Psalm, there's a language, and we take the language and take the vowels out of that language, and we got the original language of Abba Mama. It would be YAH. And that, it reads in the book, the God of heaven, that's Mayo. Y-A-H, J-A-H ain't in his Mayo form, it's in the Pimlet form. So that's another something that, due to the fact that you don't understand a goddamn thing that you read, you didn't go research it, then you don't understand that. The book is clear about that. Even when this white boy read Proverbs 8 chapter called the Book of Wisdom. It came out of the Book of Wisdom at Trump's inauguration. You didn't understand what he was saying about she. That's in Proverbs 8. It tell you about she. Our mama don't play douchey, Drew. Put that damn black cloud on your ass, kill your ass with the weather. Shit. I see that big... Shema Yahweh, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kambari Yah. To next week, Brother Drew.
All right, peace, Brother Dawada.